Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. It's a joy to come and to meet with you. I welcome you, my spiritual family. I know some of you are so faithful and regular every day, and it's a joy to my heart to be able to share this time together. And a scripture I've always loved has been found and is found in Psalm 94, verse 19. It's so expressive because David said, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul." And before I came on this broadcast, I was wanting the Lord to just minister into your life. And I think He quickened this scripture just to bring comfort. He's so gentle. He's so tender. And He wants to touch you through this broadcast. He's seen the battles you've gone through, the pressures and the concerns and the burdens that are heavily pressing down on you. David declared in Psalm 25, In verse 1 and 17, he said, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses." That's the cry of some of you listening to me today on this broadcast. He, our Lord, who's touched by the feeling of our infirmities, invites us to cast all our cares upon Him. Isn't that right? Cast all your cares upon Him, because He careth for you. And brother and sister, as you release affliction and as you give Him the pain that you're experiencing right now, that emotional turmoil, the hurt that you experience, as you give it by faith into His hands, and as you lift every tumultuous emotion, I'm praying that you will experience the very peace of God flooding your soul and bring healing and comfort. In fact, I want to stop right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I do pray. Lord, unto thee, O Lord, do we lift up our souls. As we do that, Lord, as we give you our cares, give you, as we cast our burdens upon you and take your yoke upon us. Your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Lord, that even now at this moment, you're going to have the very peace of God flooding your beloved, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, every fiber and cell of their being charged by the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing comfort, bringing release, bringing peace. Praise God. The Lord alone can bring resolution to seemingly impossible situations that might be confronting you. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. You know, as I begin every broadcast, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. And God wants us to know that it's not only through mental understanding and comprehension, but by experiencing Him in our entire being. As our good shepherd, He restores our soul. Isn't that what Psalm 23 says? And in the place of anguish and anxiety and heartache and hurt and weariness and tumult and tiredness, whatever we're going through, He will give His love and His strength and His joy and His faith and hope and a peace that passes all understanding. And you know, basically, I guess the message I want to share with you today is simple and to the point. It's just faint not. You know, one of the meanings of faint means to lose courage or spirit, to become weak or to lack strength or vigor. And God encouraged Israel when they went to war. Listen to what He said in Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, verses 3 and 4. "And you shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is He that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." Praise God. So you see, the Lord is as he spoke to them, he's speaking to us. The Lord is going before us. He will fight our enemies. He will save us. Stand still and see the salvation of our God. God will be glorified through our lives. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Hebrews 12:3 says, "For consider him, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind." There's a little poem I was reading that goes, "Faint not, fret not, forward go. Just trust in this, he loves you so. The trail, though steep, leads to Zion's height. Soon earth's trials will fade as the night." And you know, I feel as I was in prayer, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge for some of you listening. There's some of you that have been just criticizing yourself, and the Lord says, stop it. If you know that you're doing all in your power to live a righteous life that's pleasing to the Lord, you cannot criticize yourself. Don't bring condemnation, because that's not of the Lord, because the scripture says there's therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And to others, I feel the Lord is saying there are three doors opening: doors in the Spirit, doors of circumstances, and doors of your heart or soul. In terms of doors of the Spirit, I fear there's going to be a greater sense of the Lord's presence and your communion with Him. There's going to be a greater understanding or an increased clarity of God's purposes. In other words, God's going to show in your life His immediate plans and His will for your life at the present. He's going to help you with those decisions you need to be making. And then in terms of the doors of circumstance, I feel there's some doors in the areas of employment, of financial increase, and relationships. In fact, there are some, I feel that God's going to reestablish sort of, how can I say it, inactive relationships, some friends or acquaintances that you haven't been in touch with for a while. God's going to reconnect you. And then finally, those doors of your heart and soul, some God's going to be birthing an expression of those giftings that He's placed in you that have been dormant. And I believe this is going to manifest in creative, artistic expression on many levels. And you know, the Lord made me aware of that in the very common, everyday, ordinary events of our daily routine. He's going to give shortcuts, new ways of doing things. He does that frequently with me, and I just love it. He can break your automatic habit patterns, and He'll allow you to see Him involved in your life in a personal way, small ways, but very precious to you. I believe we're going to begin to experience as never before the effortless, joyous, harmonious, flowing together of all things as we're led by the Spirit of God. What a welcome contrast, isn't that right, from the stress and turmoil of the world's way of doing things. Praise God. Well, I just want to obey the Lord. I feel the spirit of prophecy would say, my beloved, do you imagine that I'm only concerned about the major issues that confront you or your spiritual efforts in prayer and ministry and letting your light shine toward others? No, the greatness of my love compasses your path and your down-sitting and uprising. Lo, I am acquainted with all your ways. You cannot fathom my care and interest in the smallest activities of your day, what you see as the mundane and trivial as compared to the important and essential. It is in the very commonplace events of your day that I will teach and reveal to you my ways. Haven't you desired joy? Though others may forsake and neglect you, I never shall. You shall revel in the revelation of my love for you. You shall rejoice in my mercies, which are new every morning. Look for them. I desire to make your every waking moment a psalm of praise unto me. My beloved, come, come, my chosen one, into the secret place of the Most High, reserved for you. And that place, beloved, is a place of communion and fellowship with your God. I call you into that secret, silent sanctuary within, where my Spirit dwells. In that place of refuge, you shall be far from the clamor and from the conflicts of this world age. it is necessary for you to come to this place and to receive the balm of Gilead, that I might renew my life within you. Your elder brother Jesus gave you example, as he often withdrew to lonely places, and he prayed, and he sought uninterrupted fellowship with his Father. My word says, I dwell in the high and the holy place, and with him also that is of a contrite heart and of a contrite spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Beloved, reach out to me, and as you do, I will restore and I will refresh you. As you cast all your cares upon me, I shall give you the strength that you need, and my joy and my love shall sustain you to continue on. Therefore, faint not, but know that through the path that you are on, even though it has been difficult, and even though the way ahead seems obscure, know that I am going before you, and you shall not fail, for I shall not fail nor forsake you. Verily, you shall rejoice in the favor and provision of your God, says your heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for your word. Praise God. Lord, I just thank you for every listener. Lord, I thank you for your presence on this broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, that you will seal this word to our hearts. Lord, that you will cause us to come to that secret place of fellowship and communion with you, where none of the noise and the clamor and the turmoil and the stress and the strife of this world, this present system, this world age we're living in, will in any way disturb that blessed quietness, that peace that we can experience with you. Lord, I sense that peace, and I thank you, Lord, that your peace is being made known to every listener who's reaching to you in faith right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, what a blessing to share the good things of the Lord. Amen, in his presence. His presence is here so strongly in the broadcast studio. Well, I invite you to join me next time, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. But whatever you're going through, you know, there's a time and a place for agreeing prayer, and that's why I'm on this broadcast, to give you that invitation to write and share those needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, UCM Partners, for all your support in prayer as well as in finances. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.